Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and we are now beginning our study of Masechet Keretot, the Masechet which deals chiefly, as I put in the introductory note, with not the punishment of Karet itself, but rather with what happens when someone violates a Chiyuv Karet unintentionally and therefore has to bring a Chatat, and there that will open up all sorts of possibilities of different levels and stages of awareness at which time a person becomes chayav, and the possibility of multiple liabilities within one period of forgetfulness, and we'll deal with all of that. The first two Mishnayot, which occupy Amud Aleph of Daf Bet, give a list of the 36 different violations in the Torah for which karet is the heavenly punishment, and then in the second Mishnah, we have some of the details dealing with them. Shloshim v'shalosh v'shesh kretot b'torah. Here they are. Habal ha'em, relations with one's mother. Balei shetav, or father's wife. V'yala kala, daughter-in-law. Habal ha'zachor, homosexuality. V'yala behema, bestiality. V'isham v'ya behema aleha, or a woman who brings a male animal unto her. Habal isha uvita, if a man has relations with a woman and her daughter. Or that could go either way. Started with the daughter and then the mother. Either way, ve'eshet ish, a married woman, ha'ba'al achoto. Now, many of these carry the death penalty also, but if there is no hatra'ah and a deem, then karet is what would happen if it was done intentionally. Ha'ba'al achoto, his sister, achot aviv, his paternal aunt, achot imo, his maternal aunt, achot ishto, his wife's sister, val eshet achiv, his brother's wife. Of course, that's suspended in the case of Yibum or overridden. V'al eshet achi aviv, his uncle's, his paternal uncle's wife. V'al eshet v'al hanida. In some girsot we have eshet achi mo, but as we point out, it's not true because that is derabanan. V'al hanida, and all of those, of course, yisurei bia, those 15 prohibited relations. Hamegadeh, for one who curses God. Oved avodah zarah. Idolatry, Antinus or the Molech, the particular idolatrous act of handing your child over to the Molech, Baal Ov, Necromancy, Mechalel Shabbat, Tameh Shachal Kodesh, if somebody's Tameh and they eat Kodeshim, Baal Mikdash Tameh, or if you enter the Mikdash Tameh, and of course in those two cases, the Chatat is not the regular Chatat, but the Olev Yored, as we studied in Masach Shavuot, Vachel Chelev, Adam, Notar, Pigul, those four things you eat, Vashochet, Umala, Bachutz, or if you take something which belongs in the Azara and you shecht it and or, it was two separate Isurim, and or offer it up outside of the precincts, va'ochel chametz b'pesach, chel lo'osem malachav yom kippurim, those two separate kretot, one for eating on Yom Kippur and one for doing malachan Yom Kippur, mfatem et ha-shemen, if somebody prepares the shemen ha-mishcha, ha-mfatem et ha-ktor, if somebody prepares the ktor, v'asach et shemen ha-mishcha, or if somebody anoints himself or somebody with Shemen HaMishcha, not for the purposes of the Mikdash. Pesach v'milah mitzvot aseh. We have two mitzvot aseh among the group, which are Pesach and Milah. That makes up your 36. Al elu chayavin al zdonan karet. Now the second Mishnah says, when you do these on purpose, you chayav karet. And of course, in many of the cases, when there are a demon hatra'ah, it would be worse. Val shigato chatat. If you do it unintentionally, then it is chatat, meaning you were not aware of either the circumstances or of the reality, meaning you didn't know today was Yom Kippur, or you did not know that it was asur to eat this sort of thing, etc. V'al lohoda shalom hasham talui. Lohoda means that if you were not aware whether or not you had violated the law, meaning you ate a piece of meat, there were two on the table, you ate one, and then you find out that one of them was chalev and one of them was permissible, you don't know which one you ate. In that case, you bring Hashem Talui. Chutz mina mitame mikdash v'korashav, as we mentioned, mitame mikdash and korashim, does not have that regular rule, mineshu olevi ored, divir mer, and as a result of that, since there it has the special chatat olevi ored, it also does not carry Hashem Talui if you're not sure if you violated it. Chachamim extended further, say af ha-migadef. Migadef also does not carry chatat and Hashem Talui. The law says that there's one law for those of you who act inadvertently, meaning that if you do not do an action, because it's la'osev ishkaga, therefore you are not chayav a chatat. Okay. The Gemara immediately addresses the issue of the opening phrase that there are 36 kretot. And the question is, minyan olam ali, what do I need a count? Anybody can count what they are, and why do I care how many they are, as long as you just don't violate them. It's there to tell you that if you were to do all of these things in one shot, meaning that you totally forgot about all these isuri and violated all of them, then you would be chayav, not one, not two, not 20, but 36. In other words, don't say that all of the violations of Arayot are one, and all of the Yom HaAdim are one. There's 36. All right, so now let's examine various other places where we have enumerated lists in the Mishnah and Tosefta, and see what that's teaching. The 200 Melachot Mishnah, the very famous Mishnah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Bet of Shabbat, that lists the 39 Melachot, but starts out by saying there's 39 of them. Minyan Olam Ali, and the Gemara on Shabbat there on Daf Ayin Gimel asks the same question and gives the same answer. Shema Sa'an Kulan Behalam Achad Chayav Kol Achad V'Achad. That if you were to think it was Sunday and do every possible Melacha, then you would be chayav 39. Now that's not really true, because if you thought it was Sunday, then you'd be chayav once, because you forgot the one thing of Shabbat. And we'll talk about that a little later. But if you were to know it was Shabbat, but forget that all these things were asur, and do them, and then suddenly become aware of them, you'd be chayav maximum 39. Now, 209, we have a Mishnah later on, Arba'amachusrei kapara. There are four what are called mechusrei kapara, which is zav, zava, yoledet, and metzora, which means that until they bring the korbanot, they cannot participate in kodashim. Minyan olam ali, why do we need the minyan? We count who they are. Lafukim and Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, this is to count to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, and Rabbi Damar Chamishahave, because he says there's a fifth. So Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, where ger mechusrei kapara, a ger is also called mechusrei kapara, ad shi zareka damalav, the special korban hager that we're going to deal with later on in this perek. Until he has that korban brought, he cannot participate in kodshim. Okay, Achitani Dala, that's why it says four, to tell you we don't accept Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. At least that Mishnah. Now two, Anitnan Abram Vin Elzadon Shkishkaga, there are four who offer up korbanot the same way if they did it intentionally as unintentionally. Again, Minyan Olam Ali, why mention this for? Just list them. So Lafukim and Rabbi Shimon, the Tan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shvuat HaPikadon, Lein Tan Zeran L'Chaparat. Because Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says there's only three, because one of them is Shvuat HaPikadon, if you lied under oath about a Pikadon that you had. He says that if you didn't intentional, there is no korban. So there's only three. Achitana Dalad, that's why it says four. There are five kind of people who will bring one korban for doing a lot of averot. Again, minyan olam ali. Because we had to mention in the seifa, nazir in nitmatu motarbei, because one of the five is if a nazir becomes tameh many times, even though that's a violation, he still just brings one asham nazir tameh and not multiple. Because tameh mate. And then the reason that's important is because that could only happen going to Idmi Bishvi. Because think about this, a nazir becomes tameh mate, he has to wait 7 days. On the seventh day, he does the, besides Parah Adumah, he does the shaving and all of the process. And let's say for a minute that he stayed tahor, and 2 days later he got tameh again. Obviously he's gonna have to bring separate korbanot. Let's say that on the fourth day of his tumah became tameh again. Well, that's just one long tumah. So what's the circumstances where we're gonna call it multiple tumot and yet only bring one korban? It has to be de'it mi b'shvi v'chaz of ne'it mi b'shvi, that he became tameh, and then on the seventh day at night, he became tameh again. Uman Rabbi Yosef Yehuda eats. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda against Rabbi. Razirut Natara min Shvi Yehuda Chayaloi. When does the Nazir start his new Nazirut? That night. And therefore, before he brings the Korban the next day, and therefore if he becomes tameh again, he's really become tameh twice, but he only brings one Korban. Deitomar Rebbe, because if you think it's Rebbe, came under Nazirut Natara ad Shmini lo Chayalei, since he only becomes starts his new Nazirut the next morning, Hechem Ishkachala. If he became tameh on the seventh and again, so kula chada tumah richtahi. That's just one long tumah. If it's on the eighth day, since he had a moment where he could have brought the korban and then became tameh, obviously he's chayav multiple times. So therefore, we know it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. I will see the background right now. But in other words, that's why it says there are five people who bring one korban for multiple things, because it's trying to support Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion about the Nazir. Now, my Rabbi Umar Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what's the background? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, V'kidash Rosho Bayomahu. This is if the Nazir becomes Tamei, then he has to shave, and V'kidash Rosho Bayomahu means that he restarts. Which day? B'yom Havad Korban Tav. Rabbi says the day brings the Korban, which is the eighth day. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, V'yom Tiglachto, no, the seventh day, the day he shaves. Okay. Now, two, Hadidna, now we have another example. Chamisha Mevin Korban Olev Yored. There's five who bring Korban Olev Yored, and that is Shvuot Bitui, and Shvuot Ha'edut, and Natame Mikdash, and Natame Kodshe Mikdash. And there's a fifth, Minyan Olam Ali, Mishmita Kani Seifa Nasi Kayotse Behen. Because the fifth one is a Nasi, who normally brings a Sa'ir, but he brings with them. Tani Chamish, Al-Fukim Ra'lazar, Damar Nasi, maybe Sa'ir. Because Rabbi Elazar says the Nasi is not included, and Nasi has to always bring his regular Korban, no matter how poor he may be. And therefore, he's not included in the Olav Yored, and there's only four, the four that I mentioned. It said five to say the Nasi is in. Two Hadit Nanarbav on Nizikin. So the famous Mishnah in the beginning of Masachet Nizikin, which we call Masachet Bava Kama, says there's four Avot Nizikin, and then it says Ashor Rabor Mava Hever. It lists them. Again, Minyan Olam Ali, why do we have the count? The enumerated list, Afukim and Avirshaya, because famously there's the two Brightot that show up later on in that parak, Rabbi Shai and Rabbi Chia, who have longer lists. Those four plus another nine, that's his 13. And those 13 plus another 11, that's Rabbi Chia's 24. So why does it say four? Lafukim and Rabbi Shai, Damar Yud Gimel Avot Nezikin Hein. It's to say that we don't accept Rabbi Shai's list for the way we're presenting it, not that we disagree in practice. And he has 13. With Rabbi Shaya and Yonah Lamali, why did Rabbi Shaya say 13? Lafukim and Rabbi Chia, Damar Chavdalot Avot Nezikin, he has 24. With Rabbi Chia and Yonah Lamali, so why does Rabbi Chia say 24? Afuki Moser Umefagel. A Moser is an informer who points out where somebody's hiding his money and the government, the bad government gets a hold of it. And Mefagel, a coin who does Pigul. Those two don't have to pay. Hezek Shenonikar, Grama, whatever the case may be. And therefore, Rabbi Chia says there's 24 and only 24. All right, now let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan. Amamar. Shima san kulan mehel achat chai wakol achat veachat. So Rabbi Yochanan's explanation at the top of the Amud was, why does it say 36? To tell you, if you did them all behelam achat, you chayiv 36 chataot. Bishlam patur legamre lo matzir amret. I understand that you can't say you're totally exempt, because after all, dichtiv kichol asher yaseh mikol atuvot ha'ilav nichretu. Anybody who does all these things gets karet, so obviously they got some liability. Ela'ema avar chadin chayiv chada. Why don't I say if he violated Avar Chada, Nitchayev Chada, if he violated one, then he's Chayev once. Avar Kulu Behelam Achat, then Chayev Achat. Maybe if he violated a bunch of them, all Behelam Achat, one state of forgetfulness, then he's only Chayev once. Why is he Chayev for each one, each individual Avera? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the answer is, and Rabbi Yochanan is defending himself, L'chach Yatzat Karet Ba'achoto L'chalek. And now we have a principle that we're going to see adumbrated here, which is the principle of called the Rashi Bechlal V'yatzat Min HaKlal Lamed, something that was part of the regular group and then was singled out and mentioned separately, is there to teach about the whole group. The Torah says in the Pasuk that we just saw, anybody who does any of these Arayot gets Karet, and then it says an explicit Karet, Pasuk 6 on the page, if somebody has relations with a sister. And therefore, it's there to teach you that just like Achoto is a single Avirah, you have a Chatat for it if you do B'shogeg. Similarly, each one of them. So he challenged this inference. Ema Achoto de Perat Kra Nechayev Chadala. So maybe Achoto, where the text singled it out, Yechayev 1-4. And maybe all the other ones are also one put together, which means the maximum would be two. Why 36? Or in our case, 15 of the Arayot. So, me late, lehada, tanya, kolvasha, bechali, atzar, doesn't he accept that principle of hermeneutics of the school of Rabbi Shmuel, that when something is part of a group and then it's singled out, it's there to teach you about the whole group? And now the Braita in Torat Kohanim gives the example. You know, the paragraph that we call Rabbi Shmuel, that many of us say every morning as part of davening, is a short version of the Breita, that's the introductory Breita to Torah Kohanim, that gives examples for all 13 of those midot. And the example for this is given is specifically about karet, ketzad, v'nefesh shetocha basar. The Torah says that if you eat shlamim, and your tameh, you get karet. V'alo shlamim b'chal kol ha-kodshim hayu. Shlamim are part of the world of kodshim, and we already learned that if you eat kodshim betumah, then you get karet. Lama yatsu. So why were shlamim mentioned separately as an additional mention? Lakish alayan, to give you a hekesh. Ma shlamim shen kodshim yizbeach chavin alayan. Just like shlamim are kodshim yizbeach, and you're chayiv for them if you eat them betumah. Of course, in kodshim yizbeach chavin alayan. So all kodshim yizbeach, you have that. Yatsu kodshim ben akabayit. Therefore, kodshim ben akabayit, you're not chayiv for dealing with if you're tamei or eating them tamei. Amar lav bevai. So bar minan. So Rabbeinu's answer would be bar minah, because that's an exception. In other words, we said that that does not apply to everything. In other words, the whole point of that exercise was to say this limns the contours of the isur and says it only applies to kodesh mizbeach and not better kabayit. So achanami ma'achutom miyachad she ervada in la heter v'chayei osra. So he says, therefore, I could say that achoto doesn't apply to all arayot. Achoto is a unique isur, which can never become mutar, while the one who causes the isur, the hainu, the brother, the fellow we're talking about, while he's alive. Unlike a married woman who, when her husband divorced her, she's mutar. Of course, she's in laheta b'chayei osra, the same thing. Yatz'ah eshet ish sheyesh laheta b'chayei ba'ala. In other words, that we would learn this, the purpose of singling out achoto was not to tell me that you're chayiv for each one of them, just like you're chayiv for achoto, but rather to tell me what the contours of the Yisrael Rayot are. So, Rabbi Yonah, Vitem Rav Huna, Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Kra, the answer is, Kikol Asher Asa Mikol HaToivot. The Torah then groups all of the Toivot together, Hukshu Kolod Kulam Achoto, they're all compared to achoto. Ma achoto chayiv nolab b'fnei atzma, just like you're chayiv for sister, independently. Of course, chayiv nolab b'fnei atzma, therefore you're chayiv for each erva independently. You do them all, b'hela machad, you're chayiv that amount. Rabbi Yitzchak, tamar chayiv kreitot b'chlal ayu, but Rabbi Yitzchak, very famously in Makot, used that pasuk about achoto, and used the same system of the Rasha b'chlal, but you came up with a whole different inference, which is, Lame Yatzad Karet Bachoto. Why does the Torah single out Karet for sister? The Dunava Karet for the Malkot, to tell you, you get Karet and there is no Malkot, because Rabbi Yitzchak's position against Chachamim is that you do not give Malkot for Chiyuv Karet. So therefore, Lachalek Manale, what's his source for Lachalek, for saying you get separate Chataot for each thing? So Nafkale Mivial Isha B'didat Tumatalo Tikrav. When the Torah in the Parsha of Ariot says, do not come close to an Isha B'nidat Tumata, and it singles out the word Isha, L'chalek I'll call Isha V'Isha. Each woman is an independent Isur. Rabbanan Nami Tepukul Ahu Mevi Al Isha B'nidat Tumata, so why don't the Rabbanan learn it from there? The answer is, in Achinami, they do. So which goes back, it means now, what do they do with the Pasuk of Achoto? Al Karet Achoto L'mayata. Pai L'chalek Al Achoto V'Achot Aviv Al'chot Imo. To tell you that if you have relations with your full sister, then just your paternal sister, and then somebody who's only your maternal sister, you chayiv three times. So how do you what are in the pasuk for? Each one of them is an independent category of isur, an independent identity of isur. Achoto and achoto min av and achoto min aim. Gufim mukhalkin is three different women. If you have a full sister, there's three isurim there, which is achoto, achoto, and achoto minaim. Rabbi Yitzchak kam milta minale. So where does Rabbi Yitzchak learn that from? Nafka le min sefer dekra. He gets it from the end. Dichtiv ervat achoto gila. The end of that pasuk, it says that ervat achoto gila, that teaches this other priest. Rabbanan achoto de sefer dekra ma'avdile. What do they do with that? Mibayele la'achoto shehi bat aviv batimo. That's the thing that we just mentioned. Marsha inon shimin adin. Right? Which means, why does the Torah have to say that you're chayav for achoto? To tell you that a very important principle of punishment, that ein onshin min hadin. Parenthetically, the piece that we just said about achoto shehi achot aviv achot imo, that's something that we're going to explain later on in a parak about all sorts of very strange incestuous things. So just let's look back for 1 second. That this is for this is in order. The pasuk says singles at achoto to tell you that you have this possibility of having a girl who you have these three different very strange relationships with that you be chayiv three times. Rabbi Yitzchak then infers that from the fact that it says the extra passage Ervat Achoto Gila, and Rabbanan say that we need that for the principle of Enon Shimin Adin. What does that mean? That you would think if the Torah says Yechayav for your maternal sister or Yechayav for your paternal sister, Kavachom Yechayav for your maternal and paternal sister, but the Torah has to repeat it to teach you cannot punish based on a Kavachomer. Rabbi Yitzchak Savar on Shimin Adin. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees and says we can punish based on Kal Vachomer. Possibly he agrees that you can't. And we know that Ein Mazirin Min Hadin, and the Torah spells out every Isur and doesn't expect us to infer it. That's not enough. And therefore we infer the punishment from that. Interesting idea. Whenever you find, and there's going to be one example of this, whenever you find two lavim, and then the Torah loops them together and says, if you do A and B, you're chayav karet, what does that mean? It means there's really two separate things. And therefore, if you did them both, behalam achad, you're chayav two chataot. Umayhi, what's that one example? Mefateim v'sach, preparing the shemen and putting the shemen on. Dichtiv, avsar adam lo yisach, one lav. Another lav. And then, karet achad, dichtiv, asher yikach mekomo, asher yiten men wazar. If you prepare it and you put it on, v'nichrat mi'amav. And normally we would think you have to do both of them to be chayav, but since the Torah gave two separate lavim, therefore, if you did both, you'd be chayav two chataot. Chimiachad lavim muchlakim, karet achoto, dechat rachmana lamali. So the minute that I have that, why do I need the karet of achoto? The answer is, Rabbi Yitzchak kidi'it lei, l'rabbanan mi'ayaluhu. So the Rabbi Yitzchak, we already explained what we needed it for. We needed it for that other limud, about makot. And the Rabbanan, we needed lamar shenon shimin adin, as we said. Okay? Now, Amram Nachman Yitzchak. Afan nami tanina. Amafatem et Hashem, fatem et haktorat, vasach b'shem namishcha. Nachman Yitzchak supports Rav Hushaya's point. If you look at our Mishnah and the sequence in our Mishnah, because it says that if you prepare the shemen, you prepare the haktorat, and then you rub the shemen on. Lama lidi tani fatem et haktorat mit. So why do you put haktorat in the middle? You put it in the middle to break them up and say you're chayiv for mefatem shemen and for sach shemen separately. And if you do them together, then you're chayiv twice. Since each one has its own separate lav, even though it got looped together as one karet in the pasuk, it's separate. Maybe the Tan had a different interest. He wanted to have Mefatim and Mefatim together. So then you could have done it the opposite. Mefatim et Haktoret, Fatim et Hashemen, Vasach Shemen, which means you keep Mefatim, Mefatim, and you keep Shemen, Shemen. And my part of the Shemen, why did he split the Shemen by putting the Torah in the middle? He did it because of Chiluk Chataot, in other words, to say that they really have separate chataot if you do them both, shmamina. Okay, we'll pick it up with our analysis of Habala Zachar and of Chala Shabbat and others in the next podcast, but in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.